A very common question that people have is what to do with a patient who's had preoperative chemotherapy, particularly if it's been something like AC docetaxel, who has significant tumor burden after surgery, a lot of positive nodes, tumor in the breast.
Yeah, well, what we can say from this trial is that's a population of patients that has a worse prognosis. But it's certainly not, you know, an automatic death sentence. I mean, the survivals are not zero at 5 years. They're significantly different from the responders. And there is a temptation to give them something. I think at this point, we don't have something to give them. I think some people give them Xeloda. In the old days, they used to take them to transplant. If they're hormone receptor positive, then I think they probably get the biggest bang for the buck out of giving an aromatase inhibitor or an antiestrogen. If they're receptor negative, I think it's very problematic. I don't think there's any good evidence of an agent to give them. What we hope to do with the B40 is to run on a trial on the back end of that, because in the B40 trial, we will not be following those patients for long-term outcomes. The final outcome of that trial will be clinical and pathological response. And so once the patients have had surgery, then the treatment of those patients will be up to the investigator. What we'd like to do when we find an agent or a group of agents, particularly biological agents or targeted therapies, would be to funnel those patients into another trial to ask whether we have agents that'll work in chemo-resistant breast cancer, which is what we're talking about.